Hi, I'm Heaton Shaw.
And this is Stelly Efty. And in today's episode of The Startup Chat, we're going to talk about mental toughness.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
So here's why I want to talk about that. We're both fascinated by, I think, the mental and emotional side of life in general, but in specific in of business and entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
One thing that I the reason why I've started thinking more recently more about mental toughness is because I've started doing more martial arts, right? And we've talked about this in a few episodes that I've really got passionate about MMA and, you know, kickboxing, Thai boxing, and all that.
And yourself and all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Pain and everything.
Stelly the go-getter.
Yes. Well, one really interesting thing that I've noticed as I'm doing this, as I'm doing something that's physically very challenging when I'm not used to doing that, to being physically as challenged, is that there's situations where you are slightly handicapped. And when you are in combat with somebody, even sparring, and when it's not just like I'm playing basketball and I'm gassed out, oh, maybe I will slow down a little bit, or I'll pass the ball a little more often, or I'll just fall back a little bit. That's challenging, but it's kind of somewhat easier to deal with. But if you are, let's say, boxing with somebody and you feel exhausted because you're sick, or you just feel some sudden pain somewhere, the mental challenge of dealing with that handicap while somebody's charging at you and punching you in the face is on a completely different level.
Yeah, sure.
Recently, what happened during the same day was that I watched a big championship fight where the guy that ended up winning the championship fight, it turned out that when you watched him fight very early on, he seemed to be exhausted, even in the first round. And he still went on to fight a really good fight and win and take the belt. He was not the champion, take the belt. And then afterwards in the press conference, he basically explained that he had a staph infection 2 weeks prior to the fight, had to take antibiotics for 2 weeks, all the way like 24 hours leading up to the fight. So he was and still had that kind of physical pain.
Yeah.
But on top of it, knew that on antibiotics, you gas out a lot more. Your condition is not as good. And was afraid of it. And during the first like 2 minutes of the fight, he realized, holy shit,
I'm gassing out.
And he went on to still fight on a really high level and win and not show it. Nobody knew about this, right?
Yeah.
And literally like on that same day, I went to sparring and I was sick. I've been sick for a few weeks now. And the guy that was training with me knew that I had the cold and flu and was like a little bit kind of out of it. But as we were fighting, I realized how quickly I was gassing out. And dealing with that, dealing with like my own mental inner dialogue while trying to fight with this person, and dealing with during the breaks, we do like 5 minute rounds and then 1 minute break and then 5 minute round and 1 minute break. During those 1 minute, it took everything from me not to talk about how sick I am, and then I'm gassing out. And like I had this burning desire
to block it,
to explain myself to him.
Oh yeah.
Partially because I wanted him to slow down a little bit,
and
partially because I didn't feel comfortable because I could tell my performance was not that great. And during that entire time, I had this meta dialogue that's like, "This is so awesome! Look at me! Look at look at how challenged I am by the fucking flu, right? And look at this other example of a guy. It's like that's on a championship level and has to fight on a real fight, and pushes through with it. And there's other examples. There's an example of an old fight that I saw once where the guy, as he's fighting, gets an injury, and in the 1 minute break, he leans into his trainer and he says, "I just broke my foot," or whatever it was. This just happened. And his trainer looks at him and says, "I don't care. You're a champion. You heard me? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to hit him with that leg. Can you do that for me?"
So good.
"Can you do that for me?" Yeah. And the guy's like, you could tell he just was shaken out of that mindset. He's like, he's like, he's like, yes. And the round starts and he goes and he hits him with that leg, right? And the entire fight, he walks normal, he walks normal, he fights. And the moment the fight is over, he starts like humping and he's like in pain. He didn't want the other guy to know that he just, right? Yeah. So seeing these kind of scenarios, makes me obviously appreciate the mental toughness of some very professional fighters and athletes, but it is a metaphor for life, because there's many things, and I've talked about this before, of how like learning this is teaching me to be more humble or relate to people at the beginning. There's so many situations where people are like mentally challenged that I have a hard time relating to today. Like I'm the pro athlete that goes, you have the flu? What are we even talking about? Let's just fight. Shut the fuck up and go, right? Or, oh, I want you to hit them with that leg, right? But for these people, you know, they are at the beginning of their training. And for these people, the slightest little irritation is very, very difficult to deal with and work with. And business is kind of in a funny way.
Well, let's pause there.
Yes. All right. So
I got a quicker one for you.
Yes. Go.
Two things. One. As I was going to Orange Theory, I actually am not going right now. This is my gym thing. And the reason is I went through the mental toughness there. I hurt my toe and I went to about three or four more. Right? Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize how bad I had hurt my toe. It's like one of those 3 or 4 week recovery things. Yeah. I haven't gone to the doctor, but I know what I did. I'm pretty sure. And yeah, it was mental toughness. It still hurt, but I wanted that experience so bad that like I was like, all right. Like, this must be normal. Who cares?
Yeah.
Right? So I psyched myself out of it. And I think that's not the same, but close.
Yeah.
And then the second one, I'm trying to remember what the second one was. That was super interesting. I noticed this with in business, right? As you were getting into that, I noticed this like lack of ability to understand when you need to be mentally tough versus when it doesn't matter. So then like you see sometimes people are like, you know, like you could see like someone being super, trying to be super tough about something or like write an email and they're thinking, you know, they're like being mentally tough. And then I read it. I'm like, you know, you see there's weakness all over that email. And one thing I realized, and this is a really weird thing about mental toughness in a business situation, because usually it has to do with you communicating with other people or you dealing with them, right? Yeah. At least in my experience. Yeah. So I think that's mental toughness. And you can't be mentally tough unless... I think unless you are trying to do things that are going to cause you pain and you have to do them no matter what. So I had a quote once about like, it was years ago, about like being a founder is about sort of doing the things you don't want to do because it's like the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. I didn't say it like that, but like that's like it. So like to me, you know, back to the thing I've seen in people is that like they basically think that they're being mentally tough by writing brutal emails or they think they're being mentally tough but they're projecting their own feelings onto it. And mentally tough to me is actually almost closer to stoicism, right? Which is like this idea of like, I call it the cold face look or always having a poker face. That's like the same. It's like nothing phases you. Mm-hmm. So yeah, to me, I think people can confuse this really easily. Like tough guy versus mental toughness.
Yeah.
I've seen that confusion.
Yes. So I do think that being tough is different from being mentally tough.
Good.
Right?
Yeah, break it down.
So, I mean, I don't know. Tough in my interpretation, I think, you know, you have an image of somebody that is strong, rough, and somebody that can take or cause a lot of pain, right? Maybe that'd be without complaining too much.
Stelly's giving me the Stelly scary look.
There you go. Yeah.
He did it again. I'm like, whoa.
So, and I don't think I'm tough, right? Not at all. But
you know the look.
I know I have the look. Yeah, maybe.
I do.
but mental toughness to me means the ability to, the ability to absorb something that's painful and deal with it in an optimal fashion. Like the ability that can be to compartmentalize pain, like a fighter to be like, I broke my foot, but I'll hit him with that thing. Right. I'm able to control the pain, put it away, and focus all my energy on this fight. And when the fight is over, I'll break down just like every other human being would be. Yeah. And I'm in pain, yeah. But I can
for but the while next. While I'm in it, for however long 15 I have minutes, to be, I'm on.
I can shut that out.
I've had my little taste of this, right? When like I'm pushing myself on the treadmill, it sounds really, you know, like basic, and if I just. Usually, if I just look at the numbers, it doesn't help me like be mentally tough. But when I'm beyond a certain point, if I just look at the numbers, like, you know, the mm-hmm. whatever numbers, the distance or the time, I can make it an extra while.
Yeah.
Because I'm mentally just focused on the numbers, on nothing else.
Yeah. Yeah.
So to me, that's almost like mental toughness in a physical form for me. So yeah. I've kind of experienced some of this stuff outside of work.
I think so. And there's many examples where you have to basically be able to shut down something that's a distraction or a very strong negative signal to deal with another situation. Yeah. And that can be, you know, you just opened a letter that you got sued and you still have to go into that next meeting with a client and close the deal, right? You have to be able to shut off certain things that are very painful or emotional, stressful.
It's basically compartmentalizing.
That is one aspect. I don't think it's all of it, but it's one big aspect. I think it's dealing with painful or difficult situations more optimally than, you know, other people. Not being as being more in control about your reaction to these things than most people would be, right? So you get hit in the face, most people will like collapse and cry. You take it and you charge forward.
Yeah.
But in business, it could be that, you know, an investor just called you and told you they're not going to put money in your company. Now, do you take the rest of the day emotionally off and you collapse and you cry and you complain to everybody and you think everything?
Yeah.
Or are you able to just swallow that and then send an email to the next investor and go into a customer meeting and hire a new employee?
Yeah, just keep going.
And you just keep going.
Yeah.
So I think that ability to deal with the challenging, painful situations, either by pushing them away or by responding to them in a more stable fashion would be at least my definition of mental toughness.
I like that because it got me thinking. I think for me, the way I personally get over that is like I actually want to solve the problem as fast as possible. Mm-hmm. And I know that like a lot of people will say, oh, well, that means you're going to be impulsive. So there's a difference between impulsive and wanting to solve the problem as fast as possible. So I've seen people be impulsive, like, oh, I got to do something about it right now.
Yeah.
No, I'm like, wait, I got to figure out what the hell's going on, right? Mm-hmm. And I can't be emotional about it. So how do I, as fast as possible, get my emotion processed? People have watched me do this, and it's like you can – in a period – it's really interesting. In a period when I'm processing something that's just tough, let's say a lawsuit. Let's say like somebody critical in the company saying I'm out, right, and leaving. I got a new job, right? Or something just like terrifying, like you know you're going to have to share bad news to somebody. Like at a board meeting, somebody who cares, like investors. You didn't hit the quarter.
Yeah.
What do you do? That's a panic, right? Mental toughness is important there, right?
Yeah.
So there's this period where like if you try to talk to me about it, I don't want to talk about it. Because I only want to talk to who I want to talk to about it. Maybe I've already done that, but I'm not done yet. So then I'll talk to like this other person in the company. I'll talk to my co-founder. I'll even talk to my wife about it. But then if you come in and you say, hey, how are you having an okay day? Usually I'm going to say, yeah. If I say no, and then you try to help me with it, it's going to cause me problems. I'm like, dude, I'm not done yet. Just shut up. So I want to hear about this. I'm still processing. And I found that very interesting because like now I can recognize that. And all I'm trying to do is if someone would take days, I'm trying to process it in hours. Because it's just the faster you just get over that emotion or that hurt feeling or whatever it is, depending on the scenario, the faster you can go, I think, to the next step, which is the mental toughness of it.
Yeah.
Right?
So a lot of times, if you look at people and humans that accomplish a lot within their field, whatever that is, oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes you see people have developed a lot of mental toughness in their field to be able to rise to the top because, you know, the harder and the more challenging the situations you have to deal with, the more value you're probably creating in that area, right? So a lot of times when you look, if you want to lead people, a lot of times it will require you probably more mental toughness than a lot of the people that come to work for you with you. And if you're looking up to people, one quality that you can look into is, do they have mental toughness and how is that manifesting itself?
Right.
But what I want to chit-chat a little bit here with you about, because I think the audience, it's a natural question to have, is how do I develop mental toughness?
Yeah.
And the answer I have without having thought it through or conversed with somebody like you, sure, which I like to do, is that you have to put yourself in tough situations to experience it, and increasingly tough situations, so that you constantly, you have a long list of experiences where you are challenged beyond pain, so, and you figured out a way to deal with it. Okay.
Right. So let me see what you think about this, because I like the kernel you dropped there. So there's purposeful challenges, and then there's challenges that are unexpected. And mental toughness required for challenges that are unexpected, as well as ones that you're creating. So how do you get practice? Because I was thinking, how do you get practice?
Yeah.
Well, unexpected is what we're really talking about. That's when the mental toughness comes in handy.
Yes.
Right? And is useful.
Yeah.
But I think you're talking about, how do you challenge yourself so that you can exercise mental toughness almost like more predictably?
Yeah.
Like I did that to myself.
Yes.
Right? Like you. Like you keep trying to get better at... what is it, MMA fighting or jiu-jitsu or whatever it is, that your flavor of it. And that's helping you practice the mental toughness outside of being some unexpected random thing that you have to be prepared for, even though you're unprepared.
Yeah. So I love that. That's a great framework, because as you said, the unexpected thing is where it comes in, where it's crucial. But the unexpected thing is hard to practice because you're just waiting around for challenges to happen. But the purposeful challenges, maybe the decisions you make, you have to examine, am I making choices and decisions in life, and am I creating things in terms of how I live my life where I try to live within my comfort zone, so, and without challenges?
Do you have enough? So I think the challenges of like learning like physical things, doing physical things that challenge you is definitely one.
Challenge you, or being a beginner, doing something that you're going to be bad at because you've never done it like before. Cooking. Could be cooking.
This is an example, right? Cooked before in your life. Yeah. You learn something. You could start as simple as peanut butter and jelly if you really have, like, never done that, right?
Learning a musical instrument.
Yeah.
Like, that's a painful thing because nobody just is great at it. Like, you could be bad at basketball, but it can still be fun even the first time you play. Yeah. But it's very hard to have fun playing the guitar the first time because you don't know what you're doing. And it's kind
you
of.
You have to learn a
lot. You have to learn a lot of things, right? So, learning learning a musical instrument, learning something physical.
So, something you need to practice to get right?
Yes. Something that takes time for you to get good at. Yeah. And something. Like with the guitar, you might be alone while you practice. It might be painful because it's not fun.
Yeah.
With doing a martial art or going to a workout session, you're going to be publicly bad at something. That's also kind of good because you have other people looking at you, and you have the pressure of some people being great at this while I'm the beginner.
Yeah, and you have to watch all that. Yeah,
and all that kind of ego that comes into play and all that. So learning new things, putting yourself in uncomfortable situations where you have to practice something or learn something before you can be good at it.
Yeah.
That's one way. Making decisions that put you in challenging situations. So a lot of times, making the decision which job to take next, or staying at your company or not, or where you live. A lot of life decisions that we make, the question is, are you making those based on what's the safest, easiest thing that I have the most control in? Or are you taking risky choices? I'm going to go and work for this company in a country I've never been to. Right? I'm going to migrate into a new country, a new place. I'm going to take a position I've never done. I'm going to leave and start my business and I have no experience in it. Yeah. How risky are kind of the basic life choices that you make on a day by day? And how much do you try to avoid risk? Because if you avoid risk, you're probably not purposefully putting yourself in challenging situations.
It could be like speaking at a friend's wedding. Actually saying yes to that, right? Like that's mentally challenging.
Yeah.
Can be at least.
I mean, in personal life, it's confronting friends or family with conflicts that have been, cooking for a long time.
Sure.
And
those are my favorite things
to do. Yeah, well, and you kind of, you want to talk to this person about this, or this really irritates you, or you have a real like pain about this, but you've always avoided it. Right? Learning to confront these conflicting situations builds mental toughness.
Sure.
Right? Or cultivates mental toughness.
You need to do that with a friend.
Yeah.
You've been willing to say since childhood or something that you just, or sorry, I haven't been willing to say, but like wanted to.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I mean, this also translates to like coworkers, but the, you know, the more challenging a lot of times is in personal life, friends and family, usually it's more challenging, more emotionally,
charged.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing is the you know, surrounding yourself with mentally tough people.
Sure.
I mean they'll make a big difference because you will see by demonstration of how they live their life and they react to things what mental toughness looks like. Yeah. But also when you describe your experience of life and your challenges, their reaction will be calibrated at a different toughness level. So that's going to help you be like, oh, this is how this person sees this. I think this is the end of the world, and this person looks at me and goes, that's nothing. Like, here's how you can deal with this. Yeah. I've done this 100 times.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Which is a lot of the times when founders come to us for advice, at the core of it, the response is, that's nothing. Relax. That's you know, right. Everybody's going through this. I've done this myself. Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. Right? For you, it's the end of the world. But for me, it's something I've seen 1,000 times. I've done 1,000 times. So relax. Yeah. This is how you deal with it, right?
Well, once you deal with enough of them, you get the mental toughness. I've seen this happen, right? A founder I've had, you know, the luck to watch and help out. Like he had to do a lot of things over the last year. I think all of them were too slow. But the mental toughness I see today is way different than a year ago, just because he did it.
Yeah.
Speed, cadence, decision making, you know, whether Heaton was right a year ago or not, all different debates. But at the end of the day, he has mental toughness that I've watched him develop through just having to deal with the business and make hard decisions.
And the more responsibility you have, the more impactful those decisions could be. Also, the more kind of complex your life becomes, right?
Yeah.
You know, you are in a relationship, you have children, you have employees, you like the more responsibilities, the more impactful your decisions are on many people, other people's lives, the more mental toughness is asked of you in a day to day, and the more you need to not panic and lose your shit when things get really difficult.
Yeah, right? That's right.
Because so many people rely on you, and you can't, like when you're 16 and you're like, lose your shit over like this band broke up or whatever the hell it is. It doesn't matter. It's not impactful. Nobody cares. No. You're a teenager. But when you're 50, you can't just lose your shit, not go to work, not feed your children. Not, like all these things impact people pretty dramatically.
Right. Yeah.
So when I look at mental tough people, they've put themselves in very challenging situations. They've made choices that were always kind of at the edge of their comfort zone, pushing them further and further outside of it. And over long periods of time, they've developed toughness, and also they've recalibrated their scale on what's a challenge even to begin with. Because once you face something 1,000 times, it's just not as challenging anymore.
That's right.
Right? The first time you face something, it's wow, it's oh all God. Encompassing. Yeah. Oh my God. But once you've done it 100 times, you're like, all right, I've done this many, many times. This is, we're going to figure it out.
All right.
Yes. Yeah. And that kind of, that then, you know, builds up your mental toughness to be much stronger than somebody else's.
That brings up a good point, which is like in every scenario where you need to be mentally tough, and this will be my tip. Every scenario you have to be mentally tough. Basically, at some point, you have to. For me, what's been helpful is remembering that it'll be over probably faster than I think, anyways, or even reminding myself that hey, this is temporary. Right?
Yeah.
Just got to keep going. Yeah. This is temporary. It only feels like this right now. It won't feel like this at some point in the future. You might not know when that is, but it could be tomorrow. So just keep going.
I love that tip. I'm going to riff on that a little bit. So what I like to do is I like to think back at a time that I thought the world is ending and everything is dramatically bad and how I feel about it today. And I usually like to take examples of the time I was in school.
Sure.
Right? Because I fucking hated school.
Sure.
So I think back to it now, and I think a lot of people can relate. And to days or times where I was like, it's the end of the world. I hate my life. I hate all this. This is so dramatic. And now I laugh about it. I'm like, oh my God, I'm some fucking idiot 14-year-old. Worrying about nothing, right? Who cares?
Yeah.
And then I like to believe that in 20 years from now,
you're gonna feel that.
I will feel that way about me today.
Making up decisions, you will.
You will, right? And then the other thing that I'll say about this is there's a little exercise that I play sometimes that is, and what will happen next. So especially when there's something critical, I'll go, oh, if this and this happens, then the business is gonna be done. Okay, and then I write down, And what will happen next?
Yep.
Well, we're gonna go on to start some new businesses. Some people will do this and this and this and this. And then I write, and what will happen next? And I do that until I'm at a point where I'm like, all right, I got it.
So this
is not that bad.
When we're usually in a crisis, I gotta say this, with Neil and I, we've both done that, and one of us calls with the conclusion. It's like, hey, we think this is the most likely one. He just called me last week with a likely conclusion, one of those.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, dude, I already mapped that out. We're not doing that. He's like, what? I'm like, and then I had to explain it to him because that never happens where he's like, hey, we're doing this. I'm like, no, actually, no. I already did this.
Nice. I love
it. So I really like that one. It's really good.
I love it. Yeah, I find that when I'm too panicked about something, I'll just write down what is the most likely, even worst case scenario?
Option? What's going to happen?
And what's going to happen in the worst?
What's next?
What's next?
Really,
and then
like
what's
it.
Next? Yeah. And then what's next? Yeah. And if you do it long enough, you get to a point
there's
where
an
you're
answer.
Like, okay, and the world will move on. Like nothing really, it's not
it
that dramatic.
It actually brings clarity too as to what to do.
Yes.
And you might even find a way to avoid whatever fate you thought you were going to get. Usually I find a way.
Yeah. All right, that's it from us. Mental toughness. I'd love, excited to hear from the entire the Startup Chat community. If you're not already part of it, go to thestartupchat.com/FB for Facebook. Join the group and join the discussion, and we will hear you very soon.
See ya.